and welcome to this edition of NAREIT's REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and we're recording this on March 16th, 2018. My guest today is Bonnie Gottlieb. Bonnie is NAREIT's Senior Vice President for Industry and Member Affairs. Today we're going to be speaking with Bonnie on the issue of diversity in commercial real estate and NAREIT's recently launched Dividends Through Diversity initiative. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you very much for having me, Sarah.
So Bonnie, can you start by describing the goals of Dividends Through Diversity and why NAREIT felt that this was the right time to address the issue?
Very good question, thank you. This initiative seeks to promote the recruitment, inclusion, and advancement of women in REITs and in the broader commercial real estate industry. And we will seek to achieve this by expanding the knowledge about diversity in REITs and commercial real estate, by providing education and information to supplement the career development of our women in NAREIT, building a community of women, and sponsoring attendance at NAREIT events. And why now? The short answer is that a large group of NAREIT women came forward at this point and said, NAREIT, please do this. Please start this diversity initiative. And we said, we'd love to do that. It happened recently, and that's why we're doing it now. The longer story is that years ago, a few of our member companies sponsored women's receptions at some of our big meetings, and these were well attended, but nothing ever came of that. And then those stopped altogether after the recession. And in 2016, we again had a women's reception at REIT Week. And I spoke briefly at that meeting and said it'd be great if we didn't have to have women's receptions anymore, but that's not the reality. It also happened to be the day after Hillary Clinton got the nomination for president, and I noted that this was a real milestone in the U.S., that we'd never had a woman as a candidate of a major political party. So everybody was really pleased about all of this. And during that reception, not only the woman who originally suggested that we do this initiative, but several other senior women came up to me and said, it's time, we really need to do this. So that's the longer backstory.
Great. And what are some initiatives currently underway in the commercial real estate industry to promote diversity?
Okay, well, there's been a lot of research done. I can think of two main pieces of research by a management consultant and sell-side research analysts showing that REITs with two or more women on their boards of directors perform better over several years than REITs with fewer than two women on their boards. So that's been very well received. There are several commercial real estate trade associations, including NAOP, ULI, ICSC, CRU Network, NMHC, plus our global trade association partners in Canada, UK, EU, Asia, and Australia, plus several universities, including, for example, NYU SPS Shack Institute of Real Estate in New York City and Roosevelt University in Chicago, that have all begun diversity initiatives in the last year or so. These range from small and large networking events and conferences to mentorship programs, to internships, to educational sessions, trying to advance the careers of women in real estate. So this has been a really important development. There have also been public statements and actions by large institutional investors in REITs. For example, BlackRock has said that if a company in which it invests doesn't have at least two women on the board of directors, it will consider voting against a slate of board candidates put forth by that company's nominating committee. State Street provided something called a fearless girl on Wall Street facing the charging bull to indicate its focus on gender diversity in the companies that it's investing in. So these are just two of many such statements. And indeed, there's a lot more going on in the industry that I'm trying to follow.
And finally, Bonnie, what are some of the things on the Dividends Through Diversity agenda for this year?
Well, the first event that we are going to host will be a general session at ReadWise, our Law, Accounting, and Finance Conference, which is coming up in a week. We have put together a panel of a few REITs that have robust diversity programs internally. We've also invited a lawyer who speaks often on diversity and inclusion issues, what makes sense for a company when it's putting together a diversity program, and what pitfalls to avoid. Then we're having a Dividends Through Diversity reception at REIT Week. And our real focus in 2018 will be a day-long meeting in Chicago on September 24th in conjunction with the HR Forum. And we are putting together this program right now, but it will include a keynote by a leading academic in the area of diversity. We will have a panel of REITs that have, again, robust diversity programs to talk about what works, what doesn't work, and what results they have been able to measure. We will have a panel of institutional investors that have been focusing on diversity in the companies in which they invest. We will have a report by FPL that is doing some research for us, which I will describe in a moment, and other educational sessions. We will have a Dividends Through Diversity reception at REIT World, and we will also have either a spotlight session or a speaker at the general luncheon session, both on diversity issues. In addition to these meetings and receptions, as I mentioned, we have commissioned research by FPL in conjunction with the compensation survey that we produce with them every year. We included questions about diversity programs that REITs have. We have expanded those questions this year by about 10 or 15 so that we can start to track the number of women versus men that are hired in senior positions, mid-level positions, junior positions, and over time, how many of those people stay at the company, both men and women, and where they are. In other words, who's been promoted, who hasn't been promoted. So we're going to do that. And finally, we are in the process of asking our senior women whether they would like to have their names and background information sent to a number of search firms that we know are doing REIT board searches. And if they say yes, we will send those names to the search firms without any specific recommendations, but we hope that the search firms will take it upon themselves to check out some of these women. So that's what's on the table in 2018.
Okay, well, a lot going on, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For more information on REITWise that's coming up this week in Florida, be sure to visit REIT.com. And for more information on NAREIT's diversity initiatives, go to REIT.com/diversity.